Still feel the breeze that ruffled across us as Mrs. Frisk roamed around the room firing questions at us. We were studying Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. This class was different from the English classes in earlier years. If you made it this far, you were serious. Even the boys would generally pay attention. No one sniggered at the love scenes like they had a few years earlier. Rose always sat up the front, her back ruler straight from years of ballet, her thick caramel hair spilling down it like a wave. I always sat near the door on the other side of the room. I could look at her from there, watch her perfect movements. What do you think Shakespeare is getting at when he declares that these violent delights have violent ends? Mrs. Frisk's forehead beaded with sweat as she stalked around the edges of the room, stepping in and out of sun puddles. "Well, it's foreboding, isn't it?" offered Kevin Whitby. "You know they're doomed from the start. Shakespeare wants you to know that. He loved a good warning to set the scene. These days he'd be writing shit-hot anti-drug ads." Soft laughter bubbled up from the class. "It's a warning, sure, but I don't think he's saying they should stop." Everyone paused, caught in the honey of Rose's voice. Even Mrs. Frisk stopped pacing. Rose leaned forward over her notebook. "I mean, Shakespeare goes on to say, and in their triumph dies like fire and powder, which as they kiss, consume. So he's basically saying everything has consequences. He's not necessarily saying it's not worth it. I think he's suggesting that sometimes things are worth doing anyway." Mrs. Frisk nodded enthusiastically. "Rose makes an important point. Shakespeare was big on consequences. All of his plays circle around characters who weigh up the odds and choose to behave in a certain way based on their assessments."
"They didn't make great choices for the most part," said Kevin. "They all had pretty bad judgment."
"I disagree." Rose looked at Kevin in a way that was hard to categorise as either friendly or annoyed. "Romeo and Juliet were all in right from the start, even though they knew it probably wasn't going to end well." She smiled at Mrs. Frisk. "I think that kind of conviction is admirable. Plus, it's possible that the happiness they felt in their short time together outweighed any other happiness they'd have felt if they lived their whole lives apart." She shrugged delicately. "But who knows? Those are just my thoughts." I think about that day often. The fresh, fragrant air pouring through the windows as we debated the story of the two young lovers. Rose lit by the sun, her beautiful face giving nothing away. Her elegant hands diligently making notes, her writing perfect compared to my own crude scrawl. Even back then, she was a mystery that I wanted to solve. There were a few minutes when I was alone with her in the autopsy room. I felt wild, absent. Before I could stop myself, I was leaning close to her, telling her everything, the words draining out of me as she lay there, her long damp hair hanging off the back of the steel table, glassy eyes fixed blindly on the ceiling. She was still so beautiful, even in death. Our secret circled madly around the bright white room that morning, rocking back and forth on my heels as I stood next to her. I knew how far in I was again, how comprehensively her death could undo me. I looked at Rosalind Ryan properly for the last time before breathing deeply, readying myself, letting her pull me back into her world, and I sank down further and further until I was completely, utterly under. Chapter 1. Saturday, the 12th of December, 7:18 a.m. Connor Marsh jogs steadily around the east side of Sunny Lake. He throws a quick glance at his watch. He is making great time, and it feels good being out of the house and running in the fresh air. The kids were crazy this morning. They'd woken at 6 and were still bouncing off the walls when he left the house an hour later. The place is way too small for two little kids, especially boys, he thinks. And Mia was in such a foul mood. He can't believe that she had a go at him about the...